This is Akashvani. President Draupadi Murmu today held delegation-level talks with her Portuguese counterpart Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa in Lisbon. In a joint media address after the meeting, President Murmu said she held wide-ranging and constructive talks with her Portuguese counterpart, covering various areas of bilateral relations.
आज सुबह राष्ट्रपति रेबेलो डिसोजा के साथ मेरे रचनात्मक और सार्थक बैठक हुई जिसमें हमारे द्विपक्षीय संबंधों के सभी महत्वपूर्ण पहलुओं और साझा हितों के वैश्विक और क्षेत्रीय मुद्दों पर चर्चा की है। हमने विशेष रूप से व्यापार और निवेश विज्ञान और प्रौद्योगिकी आईटी और डिजिटल प्रौद्योगिकी रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी कनेक्टिविटी और मोबिलिटी में अपने दीर्घकालीन द्विपक्षीय संबंधों को और मजबूत करने और लोगों के पारस्परिक संपर्कों को और बढ़ावा देने का संकल्प लिया। हमें यूनाइटेड नेशंस और अन्य बहुपक्षीय मंचों में अपने समन्वय और सहयोग को मजबूत करने पर सहमत हुई।
President Murmu reached Lisbon this morning on the first leg of a state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. And now we go live to our correspondent Pooja Vardhan, who is covering the president's visit. Pooja, President Murmu's Portugal visit is being regarded as highly significant. How do you see this visit impacting ties between the two countries?
Thank you, Saira. A president visit is coming at a time when both the countries are celebrating 50 years of their diplomatic ties. This visit will not only strengthen India-Portugal relationship, but also strengthen India-European partnership. Further, in a joint statement by President of India and President of Portugal after delegation-level talks, India and Portugal have agreed to strengthen coordination and cooperation in the United Nations and increased cooperation in the areas of trade, renewable energy, IT, tourism, culture, education, pharmaceuticals, and other sectors. Both the countries have agreed for mutual cooperation in trade and stronger economic relations between the two countries. Saira.
Thanks, Pooja, for sharing those insights. Back home, a total of 31 Maoists surrendered before the security forces in Dantewada and Narayanpur districts of Chhattisgarh today. 26 Maoists surrendered before the security forces in Dantewada district. Out of them, 3 Maoists were carrying a reward of 4.5 lakh rupees. Meanwhile, in Narayanpur district, 5 women Maoists surrendered. The government has decided to increase the excise duty on petrol and diesel by 2 rupees per litre. However, oil marketing companies have clarified that there will be no hike in retail prices of the 2 petroleum products. Briefing media in New Delhi, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that the hike in excise duty will not be passed on to the consumers. According to the notification issued by the Finance Ministry, the raise in excise duty will be effective from tomorrow. The minister also said that prices of LPG cylinder have been increased by 50 rupees. Global markets plunged today, deepening a global stocks row triggered by US President Trump's trade war and China's forceful response to unexpectedly high tariffs. The benchmark domestic equity indices plunged around 3% today. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, tumbled 2,227 points to close at 73,138. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said the government is deploying an electronic surveillance system to safeguard the country's borders and that technology will be used to detect and dismantle underground cross-border tunnels to thwart infiltration by terrorists into Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Shah was addressing BSF personnel during a visit to border outpost Vinay near the international border in the Hiranagar sector of Kathua district of the Union Territory. The Defence Ministry has inked 2,385 crore rupee contract with Bharat Electronics Limited in Bengaluru for electronic warfare suites and aircraft modification kits for Mi-17 V-5 helicopters. The contract was inked in the presence of Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh in New Delhi today. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri, along with his Australian partner Alexei Popirin, lost to Jan-Lennard Struff of Germany and Alex de Minaur of Australia in men's doubles pre-quarterfinals of Monte Carlo Masters in France this afternoon. Earlier, Indian veteran Rohan Bopanna and his partner Ben Shelton of US advanced to the men's doubles pre-quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.